Hello, Margie.
Hello, Neil. I am ropeable. I think this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. The little baby slept for 40 minutes. Mummy obviously would have a little nap too, because after giving birth, she would be extremely tired. I didn't see my babies, my first two babies, for 40 hours because I was so ill. Both my daughters-in-law recently gave birth, the first one, 2 days before she was able to hold the baby.
So I'm sorry, Margie, what's your point?
Point is, why is this woman even talking about this? She says she doesn't want notoriety, she doesn't want money. Why do it? The baby's healthy and strong, thank God for that.
Well, that's true that it's healthy and strong and happy, but she wants to know where the child was for that 45 minutes. Is that unreasonable?
Sake, it was probably in the baby's nursery.
Well, it probably was, but isn't it reasonable to know if they, you know, she says she's been lied to. Now, it's too important for that, isn't it?
Oh, Neil, there are so many other things in life to worry about. Just thank God that she's well, her husband's well, and she's got a beautiful, precious, healthy baby boy.
Okay, thanks, Margie. We're getting quite a few calls supporting your point of view. I said we got a lot of emails overnight to that effect. I can't say I could understand it. I guess unless you've given birth to a child and you know the emotions around it, but what I do agree with her on, and what Samantha said, is she needs straight answers. And if that incident report will give her those answers, why not? Why not just give it to her? She can sign an indemnity or anything you like. I won't sue.